After experiencing the transformative power of a regular meditation practice, it's natural to feel inspired to share this gift and guide others on their own journey of discovery through meditation. Join Buddhist teacher David Nichtern and Duncan Trussell, comedian and creator of the Netflix animated series The Midnight Gospel, for a free online event on Tuesday, May 7th at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. They'll discuss the profound practices of mindfulness in Dharma Moon's renowned mindfulness meditation teacher training program. Get certified by Dharma Moon to teach meditation, lead group practice sessions, and work with individual students. Visit dharmamoon.com/beherenow for more info and to reserve your spot for the free online event with David Nichtern and Duncan Trussell.
Hi, everyone. It's Raghu back with Ramdas Here and Now. New episode. This one taken recently from our Thanksgiving program in Maui with Ramdas and Krishnadas. And before I get to that, I just wanted to do a call out for a fantastic program that 1440 Multiversity is doing in the first quarter of next year. Is it the first? Might go into a little bit of the second. And you know 1440, those great people that are our partners and support Be Here Now Network. And they are doing something called The Science of Happiness. And it's May 2nd through, it's just at the beginning of the second quarter, May 2nd through 5th in 2019. And it's in partnership with 1440. And look at who is going to be there. The likes of Jack Kornfield, Richard Davidson. Oh, boy. And a number of other people, Barbara Fredrickson, Lama Tsomo, Eve Ekman, who with her dad does some great work around emotions. And just go to 1440.org. /science-of-happiness/. That's not easy to do, by the way. I did it. Or just go to 1440.org and look it up, The Science of Happiness. And there's some wonderful other programs that they're doing at this beautiful campus near Santa Cruz, California. Sharon Salzberg's going to be out there in a while. Gabor Mate, who is a favorite of mine. So check it out, and because we love 1440. Now, so we did this program on Thanksgiving with Ramdas and Krishnadas and I, and this past retreat, we did a theme-based, every retreat we do is theme-based. This one was about generosity. Kind of an important theme in these difficult times that we are in. And some fantastic content came out of that. Jack Kornfield was there, Sharon Salzberg, and Joseph Goldstein, Krishnadas Ramdas, and Mirabai Bush, and Trudy Goodman. It was fantastic. Fantastic, fantastic. Okay, I got to get rid of that word. But you'll be seeing some of that content next year. Somehow we're going to get it out there so people can access it. On ramdas.org. So as a precursor to the actual retreat, I decided it would be good for us to start a conversation about generosity, which we did with Ramdas and Krishnadas. And there's some funny interchange with me and Krishnadas. We've been, you know, we go back and, well, we go back, of course, to Maharaji times when we were in India together, when Ramdas went back the second time. And he likes to tease me. And I, you know, he's a big teaser. And he was, I gave this incredible quote from Sharon about generosity having to do with opening the heart and so on. And I said something like, isn't it just like what you do when you chant, you know, that same thing happens? And he looks at me, I don't know anything about, I don't understand Buddhism. He didn't say exactly that, but he said something like that, which was completely deflating to me. He loves to do it. And then, but he ended up saying, because I was talking about Ram Dass's and Mirabai Bush's new book, Walking Each Other Home. And he ended up saying, I don't know anything about anything. All I know is that I go up there and I chant and I'm doing it to save my ass. That's what he said. And I'm like, wow, that could be a new title for this book. Instead of Walking Each Other Home, it'll be We're All Just Saving Each Other's Asses. I loved it. Everybody loved it. So there's a lot more, shall we say, more substantial content in this talk, in this program that we did with Ram Dass and Krishna Dass. And I'm going to let you just listen to it because I'm pretty happy that we're able to present this on Ram Dass's podcast. And you can also, there'll be a link when you go to the show notes page, you'll be able to watch the program. It's beautifully actually filmed. So in this church in Maui, lovely church that we use for these pre-retreat programs that we do. In fact, by the way, here's another thing. Ram Dass decided he wanted to do another program aside from the retreats. It was more like a workshop around, and it's called The Blessing of Mortality, and it's taking place the first weekend, I believe it's February 1 through 3 of 2019. And you can go to Maui, and you know, you got to get your place to stay and take care of yourself that way. I think there's one meal that's being offered during the, so it's a Friday night thing, and then a couple of workshops on Saturday, and then a workshop Sunday afternoon. It's with Roshi Joan Halifax and Frank Ostiseski, both of them incredibly knowledgeable around the subject of mortality. And this isn't about, okay, we're going to go there and find out about death, and it's a depressing thing. You're going to find out about love. Yes, there'll be some talk about transition. So that's available right now, by the way. You can go up to ramdass.org and link over to the registration page, events page, and then link to the registration for Blessing of Mortality. So there you go. By the way, we'll also be announcing the spring retreat in Maui, which will be with Ram Dass, Krishna Dass, Sharon Salzberg. Bob Thurman's going to be there. Bob is something else. And new guest, never been announced before till this second. New guest presenter, teacher, Anne Lamott, who we love, Anne Lamott, who has a new book called Almost Everything, and I'll have a podcast on mind rolling. Those of you who haven't heard Mind Rolling yet, check it out. That's my podcast on the Be Here Now Network. What else? There's an Ojai retreat, April 4 through 7, featuring Jai Utal. Unbelievable. That's better than extraordinary. And he's with Dale Borglum. We'll be doing the Dharma talks. So there'll be a lot more information on that. That'll be open for registration second week in January. And that's it. That's all the news that's fit here on Ram Dass, Here and Now. And we'll see you next week. Namaste.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Take a moment and check in on your social battery. If it's looking full, is that because you were less social during the winter? If it's on the low side, is it because you don't have enough boundaries when it comes to your social life? It can be easy to ignore your social battery and spread yourself thin. And if it is on the low side, how do you recharge your battery? Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. Speaking with a therapist on a regular basis is a great way to improve your communication skills, build stronger relationships, learn to resolve conflict, increase your self-esteem, develop healthy coping strategies, change negative emotions and thought patterns, and much more. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. Plus, switch therapist at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/Ramdas today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Ramdas.
Welcome to our annual Thanksgiving event with Ram Dass and Krishnadas. There's one thing I want to mention before we actually get going, and it's around a new book that Ram Dass just released with Mirabai Bush, and Mirabai is here with us today, Walking Each Other Home. It's a beautiful book for those of you who have not seen it or read it or don't have it. And basically it's what Ram Dass has been doing all these years, and it's the core of everything that we do in any workshops, retreats, or evenings like this. And this has been going on for many decades, as Ram Dass, when he first came back to India, has been very much an emblem, is certainly walking each other home. And so the book really represents that feeling and that sharing. We've been talking a lot to all of our many different friends. Many of you know our Buddhist friends from the last decades, Jack Kornfield and Trudy Goodman and Sharon Salzberg and Joseph Goldstein and so on, Lama Surya Das. A lot about what Ram Dass has been emphasizing for many, many years in what he has taught around how we get really stuck in our roles and identity. And Krishnadas, who
can attest
coined,
to that. I can attest to that.
Yeah. You have to elaborate around the movie of me, which we've been talking about.
Well, I always talk about the movie of me. You know, we wake up in the morning, and we start writing, producing, directing, and acting in a movie of me. All day long, all night long, me, 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 me. Where am I going? What am I doing? Do they like me? They don't like me. What should I wear? What should I wear? My hair's up, my hair's down. I'm too heavy, I'm too fat, I'm too short. All day long, all life long. And then we read reviews. And we get depressed. How do you can't stop thoughts. We can't just stop the movie. We have to find a way of releasing those thoughts over and over again. And so from inside of that movie, we start to, wait a second, you know, and we just let go again and again. And spiritual practices all teach us the same letting go practices. And there's many ways to approach that, but the idea, once again, is to, by continually returning from dreamland and movie land, keep returning. The more often we return, the more at ease we begin to feel just being home, being back, until we're gone, and then we come back. But unless we make some, bring some awareness to the situation and bring some, do some training, there's no way to stop, to deal with that flow of obsessive thinking. We can't think ourselves out of a prison that's made of thought. Every thought is the prison. So through these practices, little by little, we develop that letting go muscle. It takes time, and some dedication. and a severe amount of pain. Until we finally say, this is enough. I can't handle this anymore. I got to find a way out. And then we start to do some practice.
So, at one point not long ago, I was just chatting with Sharon Salzberg, and we were talking about this very subject, which she has been bringing up around getting real in our spiritual life. And I said, so what would be one of your biggest suggestions about how to extricate us from this, what we're talking about, the movie of me, so that we are not so believing our stories the way we do on a day-to-day basis? And she said, generosity was the first thing the Buddha talked about in terms of moving forward to relieve suffering. And I then talked to Ram Dass. We actually did a podcast around this and some other subject. And Ram Dass, the first thing that you said actually was, you have to really define generosity and look at the ways in which it's not true, because a true generosity is beyond expectations. You want to talk a little bit about that and generosity as a potential path of awakening?
Our guru is generous. Generous in time. Generous in emotion, out of our being, not doing, being. Manifest love and compassion. And wisdom. And peace. And joy. That's, you know, in each of us. And all you do is be. Just be. Be your soul. Be your soul. You don't do anything. You radiate. Radiate love, love, that's it.
Do you feel like it's a path that you can actually work with? What we're talking about, being generous. So you told me in that podcast that being generous is being generous with what you just said, love, being generous with joy, being generous with wisdom. And it's what, and you said this, the very first thing you said was, Maharaji, that is exactly what was going on when we were with him, that kind of generosity. But sometimes we, of course, we are not fully there, and we get into a little bit too much in our heads about even practicing that. where do you see there's a little bit of a potential fall down in acts of generosity? And you just said it's not an act, it's a being. So I think that's where we need to elucidate that.
The generosity that I think is not generosity. And generosity is from the heart. From the heart. And love in the mind. The very ersatz. Very but then love comes from the heart, and the soul I love every one of you. I love it. I love every one of you. I love every one of you. Because I see you as souls I don't see your individual differences. Souls love each other. When I visited with Maharaji, and he said, Ramdas, love everybody. I can't, Maharaji. There's judging up here and so he sent me away. He called me back about 20 minutes later. He said, Ramdas, love everybody and tell the truth. And that's my star, from my for my sadhana, for my path. And finally, I found that place where I could love everybody and tell the truth. and it was my soul. If you can identify with your soul, you will see all these wonderful souls. All I saw. When you're stuck in your ego, you're always fearful. You identify with your soul. No fear. Even death. Even death.
No death, no fear. One of the other things that Sharon talks about a lot, it's too bad Sharon's not here. We can get her to speak directly to us. But she talks a lot about the practice of generosity so that we can learn to see through the attachments and create some space relative to working our way to not identifying with our story in the movie of me. But one of the interesting things, Krishna Das, she says something that to me really exemplifies what you do on a day-to-day basis, practice with people. She says, the movement of the heart in practicing generosity mirrors the movement of the heart that lets go inside. So the external training of giving deeply influences the internal feeling tone of the practice and vice versa. If we cultivate a generous heart, then more and more we can unconditionally allow things to be the way they are. And is that really not an essence of kirtan practice, no?
That's the thing I love about Buddhists. They have a way of explaining just about anything.
And they're not even here to defend themselves.
Thank
we may
the
have
Lord.
To get David.
Praise God,
here.
They're not here tonight. That sounds nice, but I don't understand it.
Come on,
what? You're not being very generous with me, is he?
The movement of the heart.
Where does it move? Where is it going? Look, I've said this before and I'll say it again. I sing to save my miserable ass. Fortunately or unfortunately, as the case may be, my miserable ass has gotten wider over the years. It seems It seems to include just about everybody. So, I think that explains back what you...
No.
You know, yeah, at some point you just, you know, at some point you just don't want to see anybody unhappy. And when you're with people, you want to do whatever you can to alleviate that unhappiness. But really, I always face, what can I do for somebody else when I can't alleviate my own unhappiness? So what I can do, though, for myself, is chant. So that's what I do for whoever wants to chant. And if I share that practice that I do to save myself. So I feel that's generous. If I was doing it to be generous, it would be a big problem. Because then you would feel, wow, this guy is really being generous. And you would feel manipulated, or you would feel something about that. But when we share a practice that's designed to help us release that suffering, then we all help each other. When I started singing with people, it was because I had an epiphany in my room in New York. I hadn't been singing with anybody, pretty much, in 21 years since Maharaji left the body. No, at that time it was, yeah, about 21 years. And it was very much that if I did not sing with people, I would never be able to clean out the dark corners and the shadows in my own heart. But it was very much with people. It wasn't like, stay home and sing. It was get your butt out there and sing. So it seems like it's a group practice. It's not just me, you know, it's all of us. So that's, I think, generous of us all, really, to enter into this moment with that kind of intention, right? To really be present and to let go of our stuff. I think that's very generous of all of us. And I'm sure that's exactly what Sharon meant.
In fact, exactly. She said exactly what you said in a different way.
Of course.
She said,
She's very generous.
Yes, yeah, Sharon is generous. When we cut through all of our role differentiations, we see that our most basic drive for every single one of us is a longing for happiness. This is what every single living, breathing being shares, no matter how we behave, no matter who we are. We all want to be happy. When we give something, this is what we're acknowledging. We acknowledge our oneness. Got any problem with that one? Buddhist thing?
Just can't understand it, but I have no problem.
Okay, Ram Dass, you take over from him. obviously, and what you said before, which is, this is about being, this is not about doing, and that's the difference between true, in this case, true generosity, and feeling like there's an expectation coming back. But when it is that being and not doing, is there not a way that connects us all, as actually Krishnadas just said, that we are doing this together? So then satsang becomes a primary importance. Maybe you can talk about that.
Yes. 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 This is satsang. Satsang means we are a group seeking truth. We hear as Krishna Das said, we save our asses. And then we are in this satsang, we save each other's ass. I reflect your soul. Your soul, it's your spiritual self. And your ego is worldly stuff. It's interesting, the soul has in it the witness you witness your own incarnation, and you witness your thoughts, and that witness is part of the soul. And the soul loves everything. Loves everything. Loves human beings. Loves yourself. You love your computer. I love this class. My love brings me closer to things I love the universe. Love the universe. Then you will not have to deal with lonesomeness. Because we all are the one. Here we are. In a plane of consciousness. we have individual differences. And smells and tastes and all that sort of thing, all the that's a plane of consciousness. Astral plan. And then soul land. Soul land. That means all of our souls gather at that plane of consciousness. Interesting. The souls, they're infinite. Way, way, way. People say, you're 87. I see, that's my body. The birthday from my knee. Me, I am infinite. You are infinite. You are infinite. Just this moment, delve into the moment. Is not in time. Just you are infinite. Just you are infinite. generosity. It's infinite.
Ah, generosity is infinite. That's beautiful. Bring it around for a circle. There's one other component, because you, when we talked, brought this, you brought it all the way around, Ram Dass. You talked about compassion and some of the other ingredients of being that allow for generosity to emerge. And there was one other one that I just, it's being prompted by, many of you have heard this from His Holiness the Dalai Lama. Kindness is my only religion. So the thing on kindness. So there's a wonderful poem that I wanted to share by Naomi Shihab Nye, the wonderful poet, on kindness. Before you know what kindness really is, you must lose things. Feel the future dissolve in a moment like salt in a weakened broth. What you held in your hand, what you counted and carefully saved, all this must go so you know how desolate the landscape can be between the regions of kindness. How you ride and ride, thinking the bus will never stop, the passengers eating maize and chicken will stare out the window forever. Before you learn the tender gravity of kindness, you must travel where the Indian in a white poncho lies dead by the side of the road. You must see how this could be you, how he too was someone who journeyed through the night with plans and the simple breath that kept him alive. Before you know kindness as the deepest thing inside, you must know sorrow as the other deepest thing. You must wake up with sorrow. You must speak to it till your voice catches the thread of all sorrows and you see the size of the cloth. Then it is only kindness that makes sense anymore. Only kindness that ties your shoes and sends you out into the day to mail letters and purchase bread. Only kindness that raises its head from the crowd of the world to say, "It is I you have been looking for," and then goes with you everywhere like a shadow or a friend. Isn't that a great poem from her? Kindness. It's something elemental that a lot of times we do forget, and to me is really a big part of the generosity of being. Generosity of heart that we've been talking about here.
Yeah.
Yeah? How about, we have just a little bit of time left. Ram Dass, maybe we'll do just a little meditation with all of us here together.
I am loving awareness. I am loving awareness. I am loving awareness. I am loving awareness. I am loving. Loving awareness. Loving awareness. loving awareness. I am loving. Loving awareness is another name for the soul. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, I like that you have a new, we started with walking each other home, which is what this all is. And I like that between the two of you, you've come up with actually a new title, which the book could have been called, We're All Just Saving Each Other's Asses. So it's in the back there if you want to pick up a copy. And thank you for coming. Thank you, Krishnadas. Ram Dass.
This podcast is brought to you by the Love Serve Remember Foundation and ramdas.org. We appreciate you listening, and we appreciate all the support that you've given us. Please continue that support and donate at ramdas.org. We can then continue to share what Ram Dass has been sharing for all of these years. Thank you.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Everybody has a social battery. Sometimes it's bursting with energy. Sometimes it's drained. What's the right amount of socializing for you? It can be really easy to spread yourself thin. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. It's a great way to improve your communication skills, learn to resolve conflict, and so much more. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/ramdas today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/ramdas.